What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
In episode 2 this week, on Wednesday, Tim is outside, still in Michigan.
That is very true, very true. It's my last day here.
So if you hear any background noise, that's what's going on. Tim, how are you doing today?
You know, I'm sleepy, but I'm doing very well. How are you today?
Well, same, but, you know, life goes on.
Indubitably.
Well, if you are new to The Positive Truth, we are a three-day-a-week podcast on Monday and Wednesdays. It is audio only, and we talk about uplifting and positive news. Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, and how you can change it for the better. The Friday episode, there has a video version you can check out. Where can you check it out, Tim?
You can check it out on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, or you can check it out on YouTube. Where else do we show it?
I think that's it. Yeah, Instagram and Twitter aren't really that great for doing whole videos.
That's true.
But you know, it's all good. We're trying to do some snippets, put them on the Twitter and Instagram to suck some people in.
That'd be dope.
And yeah, that's what we do here. Tim, do you want to talk about the t-shirts or do you want me to?
Yeah, go ahead and knock them out real quick. So again, guys, I know you're tired of hearing about it, but if you do want a Positive Truth t-shirt, you guys can buy one for $20. Just contact us on Facebook, Twitter, or email at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. But if you also want to help donate to a cause, you know, like the suicide prevention or the Positive Tomorrows, or what was the last one, JP? I'm drawing a blank right now.
The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
There you go. And what you're going to do is, all you have to do is add 10 people from your social media, any of your social media outlets, or give us a 5-star review on iTunes, or just send $20 and we will donate that $20 or the $20 that you would have donated to one of the nonprofits of your choice, the three out of the three that we just named. That's pretty much it. I mean, I know we talk about them pretty often. They're pretty cool t-shirts. So if you want to spread some positivity by rocking them and help support us, go ahead and do what you got to do.
Well, yeah, that's what we do. On the iTunes one, make sure you leave a comment with that 5-star review, screenshot it, and yeah, we will send it to you. Tim, where do you buy?
Like, I'm in this backyard, and there's like a street right next to us, so all I hear are cars like driving by. Can't really see them, but
okay. How many hours of sleep did you get last night?
What time is it right now? It's like 10:15 over here. I think I got like a good 4, 4.5.
Okay, I got 3. We are combined, not getting enough sleep for one person, Tim. We're still going to bring the energy. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right, so we have 5 positive news stories today. The first one I have is a story about a man. His name is Michael Clean. He's from Hoboken, New Jersey. And he was at the Broadway Lafitte Subway basically last week. And he saw a lady climb up the subway rails and on top over the subway. And it was like, well, she was going to commit suicide. So what he did is he climbed up the rails like she did, went on the safety beam, went over, gave her a hug, talked her out of it. It was a cool picture. I think it's awesome. But sort of like Monday's episode, I think the most positive thing is the comments. One of them was, I bet a lot of people have dissuaded someone from committing suicide by the most insignificant kind gesture, and that's the best reason to be kind to everyone you interact with every single day.
Man, I love your comment portion of the of our Monday-Wednesday episodes of lately, man. Because, I mean, that story was a super positive story as it is, but then when people leave a comment like that, it's beautiful.
Absolutely. Kind of
puts that video in perspective for sure.
People leaving positive comments on the internet. Who knew?
Is that how this thing works?
Yeah. But good job to Mr. Clean. or I think it's Klein. K-L-I-E-N. Is that Klein, right? Or Klein, Klein, wow.
Yeah.
See, 3 hours of sleep, that is not...
Yeah, it happens, man. It happens for sure. I'm exhausted as well. I hope I don't mess anything up either. But we both know we will, so... Let's keep it pushing, though, man. I actually have a positive news story. I'm going to start off with a dog story because I feel like that would wake me up a little bit, you know? So the Boynton Beach Police Department threw their therapy dog a one-year anniversary party filled with cake and a party hat and lots of treats, you know? The good old dog life. The reason they decided to do that because this dog's comforted parents who lost children to suicide, teenagers who had to speak to detectives about sexual abuse, and children in custody disputes. Her partner, Detective Astral Labe, I hope I said that right, says Harley, which is the dog's name, made things a lot easier when working with child victims. Now, this police department is doing so well with this therapy dog that over the past year, 8 other law enforcement agencies from across the country have replicated Boynton's therapy dog program. We talked about therapy dogs, a few weeks ago, about how therapy dogs are in court helping out children and stuff, and how police departments are doing it. It shows you that, dogs are super positive. I mean, they're super positive to keep around. So, shout out to that police department for, stepping outside the box.
Shout out to that dog for having the best job. I mean, not the best job ever, but I think that's using dogs at their best, like their best ability of dogs. In their best possible use way, if that makes any sense. Like, dogs make everyone feel comfortable and happy.
Right. I agree, man. Dogs are wonderful pets, and to find an even more positive way than just to, love it and have it love you back, but to help other people is super awesome. Because, back in the day, what they did with dogs wasn't too great anyways, if they even took care of them. So now that we're using it for something positive, it shows you we can turn anything into something positive if we actually think about it. Make some effort.
Absolutely. Speaking of turning something negative into something positive, before this podcast was started, there was a young lady. She was a toddler. She had a fun go on because her name is Hermione, like Hermione, except with an A. Do you know what I'm talking about, Sam?
I do not.
Oh, you just knew about the name?
Yeah, I was just,
Okay, well, this is a Hermione for Hope for Hermione Fund because as she was a toddler who lost her arms and legs to meningitis, basically as a baby. So they started this fund. It's got a Twitter. She raised like 250,000 pounds and they got her prosthetic legs. Oftentimes with these like GoFundMe funds and all this, you never see the positive positivity comes after it. So a year after she got her prosthetic legs, she just learned how to walk and she just posted it. And I think it's awesome because all the money they gave all just went. It worked out. She's walking now. That's cool.
Do you have the video?
Yeah, I got the video. It's like 28 seconds long. It's basically like... She's walking to her mom, and her mom's losing her mind, right? Because she's really happy. And she's like, do it again. So she picks her up and moves her back. And she walks to it. She's like, why do I have to keep on doing this? It's no big deal. I'm walking. Like, kids, they don't realize the significance of what they're doing sometimes.
Right.
But it's a pretty amazing video.
Yeah, that's dope, man. I'm excited to watch that.
Absolutely. Tim, what you got?
Well, man, my last story is actually about three stories in one, but we're going to make it work because it's about the Little League World Series. So, my first parts of this story, the Little League World Series is basically a bunch of teams all across the United States playing against each other. And then when they win against whatever team wins out of the states are going to play against these countries like Venezuela, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Canada, Japan, etc. Basically, United States versus the world. And the world kind of has to play each other to play the best United States team, and it goes from there. Just a short recap of that, but it was I believe Dominican Republic and Venezuela were actually playing each other in a game, really close game, for the first part of this story. I believe the score was 2-2, a last inning. So basically, if Venezuela scores, they win this game because it was in the final inning. The pitcher pitches the ball from Dominican Republic, Venezuela hits it almost a home run, somebody scores, the game's over. Now Venezuela's cheering, going crazy, you know, they're excited. They just beat the Dominican Republic, which is known for baseball. But what happened was, the reason this is a positive news story is the pitcher was, which is a Dominican little child, you know, about 12 years old, felt terrible. You can see the video, which I'm gonna upload to our social media platform, so check it out. Fell straight to the ground and started crying. And almost immediately, whenever he fell to the ground and started crying, the Venezuelan coaches, who just won this game, one of the biggest games this country's ever won when it comes to Little League World Series, go straight to that kid and helps him up and hugs him. And immediately another coach comes by, and then another Venezuelan player comes by, and they're all there supporting this kid and letting him know, hey, it's going to be okay. The reason I want to talk about that part, because it's uplifting. We're teaching our kids to be competitive at a very young age, and not everybody's teaching sportsmanship. So whenever you're playing at one of the highest levels possible, when it comes to Little League World Series, it's all over ESPN and other sports networks. It shows, you know, great hope for baseball in my eyes. But let me go ahead and go to part two really quick. There's also a short video that you can see these coaches coming up and this other player coming up from the other team, hugging this kid, you know, telling him it's going to be okay. Another part also comes from a Dominican baseball game. I'm not sure exactly who Dominican Republic was playing, but while they were playing, a Mexican parents realized that the Dominican team didn't have any parents in the stands. There was only one parent for the Dominican team that was actually here in the United States to watch these teams play. So what the Mexican families decided to do, and parents, they decided to cheer for the Dominican Republic every game that they played that wasn't against Mexico, which I think it's awesome because these Spanish countries don't necessarily get along with each other. So the fact that they were able to do this to support their children because their parents couldn't be here, again, is amazing. And then my very last part, it's a photo that somebody took and posted to Twitter, which I thought was awesome. But he said, this is the coolest thing I've seen today. Players from the Dominican Republic and South Dakota having a conversation using Google Translate. And it's a picture of them sitting out against the bus on their cell phones, but passing it back and forth, which is pretty awesome.
Tim, that's just a new way on two positive news stories. Tim got all the news stories.
Man, I found it all together, and I was like, well, this is a Little League World Series. Let me just go ahead and knock them all out together, you know? But yeah, there's just so much positivity coming from the Little League World Series, man.
Okay.
My bad, man.
Did you see the video to the first one?
Yeah, I did, actually, man. I teared up.
Yeah, we had that tagged, and I forgot to talk about it. But yeah, so I think it's extra innings, right?
Right, right.
And so the pitcher was like dominating all game, and he finally gave up a hit. Well, I mean, he gave up a couple hits. We gave up the game-winning hit, and he just immediately starts crying, laying on the ground. And it's not like there's like a pause. It's like the coaches immediately go to the kid, and then the other team goes to the kid and start comforting him. It is a pretty amazing video. Pretty bad when the kids have better sportsmanship than the adults in America, just saying. But yeah, that's an amazing video. Also, Google Translate is amazing.
You know, it saved me a bunch of times in my life.
As long as you know what language to translate to. Like, that's how I learned the main language in Brazil is Portuguese. Like, I was like, met some Brazilian girls, like, we from Brazil. I was like, all right, Spanish. Like, no. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I made that mistake as well.
But yeah, like, Google Translate is crazy. What was the second story about? Sorry, I got lost on the first one.
Oh, no, you're good. Second story was basically
the family?
The Dominican. Yeah, Mexican family was cheering for the Dominican baseball team.
Yeah, that's what's up. You would think, like, the Dominican Republic has, like, I don't know anything about baseball, but aren't there good baseball players that come out of the Dominican Republic?
Yeah, some of the baseball players that ever play came from the Dominican.
That's strange to me. Like, you would think the country that small wouldn't produce great baseball players comparatively, but hey, you never know. Japan and Dominican.
Tu sabes.
Shout out to them. Also, great job by Mexico for doing that. I feel like, why did the Mexican parents realize that and no one else did?
I wonder.
Also, I know I actually have a friend. Well, two friends. Like, their kid, their child, went to the, well, his team was the Little League World Series. They represented out of Oklahoma.
Nice.
They didn't win, but I mean, still, that's pretty cool. They went 2 years in a row now.
To make it, just to make it, is pretty awesome in itself.
Yeah. You on TV, I think, right?
Yeah.
Of course they're on TV, JP. You just talked about a video you saw of it.
You got 3 hours of sleep, man. We all understand. It's okay. We're struggling.
Hey, I can tell you anything about quadratic equations and how to factor factors. Just want to, just any pathonomials you want to know about, Tim? Like, I could talk about that all day.
It doesn't feel too positive to talk about math right now, so.
Okay, well, I will talk about math, but I'll talk about my last positive news story. Kenya banned plastic bags about 2 years ago, and now they're just now starting to enforce it. Well, they've banned plastic bags 3 times in the past 10 years. The reason is, well, there's plastic bags everywhere in Kenya. But, yeah. It's being enforced now, and I think it's pretty cool, which means that anyone's found selling, manufacturing, or carrying on them a plastic bag could be sentenced, face fines up to $38,000, a sentence up to 4 years. For civilians, that's mainly for commercial places. For civilians, they're getting them used to, like, not having a plastic bag, so they're handing out reusable bags. And hopefully this helps. Positivity, man, positivity.
For sure, man. I'm glad that they're handing out those bags because, I mean, I know they're easy to buy here. And I know we have a couple of reusable bags for sure at the house. But I just feel like in order to stop with all these plastic bags, we just got to start giving away those bags. I know people want to make money and stuff. Everything's a business. But, man, I think that's awesome. That's awesome because I know we talked about it before on here, I felt like, about Kenya, you know, banning plastic bags. So shout out to them.
How many plastic, how many reusable bags do you have, Tim?
3.
And how often do you remember to take them to the store?
Well, you know, I rarely go to the grocery store, so I definitely don't handle that. But Edna, she takes them every time. Every time. She's, like, real big on going green, so it's pretty dope.
Once again, Edna is the best person in the Positive Truth community.
Tú sabes.
Yeah, I have 2, and I always leave an extra in the car in case I forget my first one. And sometimes I just get annoyed of carrying this massive bag, so I just carry things out of my hands. And people just look at me crazy, like, did you pay for that? Like, yes, fool.
My receipt's in my pocket.
Yeah, like.
No, man, I definitely take stuff out with my hands as well. I don't think I've ever used a plastic bag unless I was with Edna, so I hear you on that.
Ever in your life? Or, like,
yeah, man,
easily?
Like, the reusable bags, I've never really used it. Like, unless I was with Edna, really. I just never thought about it, you know what I mean? And usually if I do go into the grocery store, it's not for much, so I'll carry it out of with my hands.
That's what's up, Tim. The world needs less plastic bags. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a positive quote?
I do. You want to tell the people where you can find us, or where they can find us out?
For sure. If you guys want to watch us, just check out our Facebook pages. I'm just messing up right now. Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, Twitter at TPT_podcast. You can find us on Instagram at the Positive Truth, on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
Yeah, boy. So I'm just going to use the quote that we used earlier on, which is, I bet a lot of people have dissuaded someone from committing suicide by the most insignificant and kind gesture. It's a great reason to be kind to everyone you interact with every single day. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And on that note, I guess we're going to be done with this.
All right. We're out.
Stay positive.